people are looking forward to this San Domenico. You've got a couple there and neutrality and Tchaikovsky. It must be good to have them back.
Certainly is, Andrew, and I'm looking forward to it. They're both nice horses and both had good preps up to this point of time. Trials have been good, so looking forward to how they go today.
Yeah, look, you've looked after them, Pete. They weren't over-raced at two, and they've come back, and they both appear better.
Yeah, no, they both got stronger, and that's what they both liked, a bit of strength early. But Dick, you're right, they did show plenty of natural ability. That last start that neutrality had at Rose Hill, it was a bit of a disaster. He just went way too hard, but it really busted the horse up. He just fell away after the race, which told me, I always knew he was a bit underdone, a bit soft. But with that good spell that he had, he's really furnished a beautiful horse down. His coping worked much, much better. The trials haven't knocked him around at all. He's really thrived from them, so tells me he's ready to go this prep.
Well, we know he's got that brilliant speed. Is that his asset? Do we let him use that speed, or do you try and harness it?
I think harness it to a degree, but don't take away what his natural ability says he has. Like, he's a very, very fast horse, but it's just about him pricking his ears and relaxing, just having a bit of a rest mid-race. Mm-hmm. And we'll be doing going with that in mind to go forward, but not to be aggressive. Junker wants to leave, we just sit off him. If he doesn't want to leave, we'll leave it. But just try and get him to breathe and relax and enjoy himself and get into a good rhythm. And if he does that, he'll be hard to run down.
Yeah. And the other horse, Tchaikovsky?
Yeah, he's a really, really nice horse. I think he's looking for probably 7 furlongs to be his best trip. Mm-hmm. But he's been so sharp in his trials and his work, I certainly wouldn't discount him as running a bowl race here today.
Race 6, Senor Fox. Obviously looks a better horse, or it was either a bad race or he's a much better horse because he was very good first up.
It wasn't an overstrong race, but the way he won, there's a lot of merit in that. But look, I've always liked him. He's just the same thing. He's always been a prep away. He's just, his work was a lot better than what his races were. He won one, but ran a couple of close seconds in races and probably should have won. But he too is much stronger, coping with his work a lot better. And I do expect that horse to go somewhere this preparation.
Emperor's Way in race 7. Obviously, there's a couple of more high-profile horses in this race, but none present better than him. Third up, 1,900 at a peak.
Yeah, look, he's had a good prep. He's ready for this race today, so everything's gone right for him. I agree. The Godolphin horse did look special the other day, but he's got to do it again. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking they didn't think a lot of him his first start, so I'm hoping that might have won out of the blue. But you can only look after your own. That's what I've done with my bloke, and I'm really happy with him. As I said, he's had a good prep, and he's ready to run well today.
Race 9, level 8, she's been wide. He's been right wide both runs. Are you happy with the way he's going?
I am, but just those races aren't a true indication of how he is going. He's just those wide runs he had. He was 6 and 7 deep throughout and just had no chance. So I can't really make condemn him on those runs because of the draw that he had. Hasn't drawn much better today, but just would love to see him get some sort of luck in running, like get back with a bit of cover and let him finish off, because I think he's going better than what his form suggests.
And can you make a case for a Prometheus in the same race?
I think if it rains, it helps. It'll definitely help his chances. And being outside horse seems to, he seems to be a better key for him to run better. He's not a horse that likes to get crammed up inside horse. He doesn't let down as well as what he does if he can be outside him. So he's got some chance if we do get some rain later on in the day.
And two runners in Moonee Valley, the Passage, Honest. Can he back up his Sandown win?
I think he can. He works good enough. He looks very, very good. He's had a few runs. His prep, he continues to do well in the yard. And the only thing that worries me there is the draw. He's a sort of get-back midfield run-on horse, and Moonee Valley can be a pretty unforgiving track if you get buried away there. But look, I'm really happy with his progress. I mean, he's got a good rider on board that knows the horse and track well, so I'm hoping for a good ride from him. If he gets it, he'll be very hard to beat. And the old horse, Dothraki, I'm scratching him. He's just, looks like you'll have a gut buster there. A lot of speed. I've been caught there before, Moonee Valley, drawn wide. You very seldom have luck in running there, so we'll save him for Caulfield next Saturday.
Okay. Was it a one-way ticket that he got to Melbourne, or?
No, there's about 4 or 5 options for him there. No. There's quite a good lot of races there for him the next 6 weeks. So he's got a new lease of life. He's got another life.
Well, let's hope so.
I've got to ask you about Red Zell. For many of Saturdays that people catch in once a week with their work commitments, Pete, were you happy with Red Zell's trial with the gear on, the blinkers on Monday?
Yeah, it's marvellous what it does to him, Andrew. It really does switch him on when he gets them on. Different horse there. I only wanted to have a soft trial at Gosford, but he looked after himself all the same, but that's all I wanted. But need to see him trial a bit sharper last week, and he did that. He just flew the start straight on the bunny and just towed Karen the whole way. So just what we wanted to see going into this first race next Saturday. But looks great, the horse. He's in good order, and fingers crossed for good prep.
We talk of photos on our TV screens. The Duff's pretty modest about his photo. There's a photo of you up holding three fingers. It must have been a big day that photo was taken. I hope it's another one today, Pete.
Five would be better. If I could get five up there, I'd be happy.
Oh, hang on. Talking about being greedy, just cop the three. You'll be happy. If you get three, you'll be happy. Good luck, Pete.
Maybe I'll run third, Andrew. I'm not sure. Anyway.
You'll be right. You'll have a good day. Thanks for your time.
Thanks. Pleasure, Andrew. Thank
you. Good on you.